Summerland Council will continue with its free fare program on Route 30. The free fare program, which began on April 22, 2023, offered free bus service to Summerland residents along Route 30, the bus service connecting Summerland with Penticton. A public survey about the program was launched on February 2 and asked for responses about the bus service. A total of 147 people responded, with 126 aware of the free fare pilot project. Of those responding to a question about the cost savings of this service for themselves, 49% reported significant savings and 27% reported slight savings. Fewer than 1% said they had slight or significant losses as a result of the pilot program. There was also an increase in ridership as a result of the program, the survey showed. Odessa Cohen, sustainability coordinator for Summerland, said bus use in Summerland more than doubled in 2022 compared to the previous year. In 2023, ridership on Route 30 increased by another 34%, when the bus route recorded 16,799 riders. When the free fare pilot was introduced, there was a 22% increase in ridership from the previous year. In May, bus ridership had risen to 45% higher than the 2022 level. Those who responded to the bus survey supported the free fare program. In addition, there were requests for more bus stops, especially in the Trout Creek and Lowertown areas of the community. Additional hours of bus service were also suggested. Before the pilot project was introduced, BC Transit had anticipated an annual $20,000 revenue loss. In 2022, BC Transit had a ticket sale revenue of $22,996 for Route 30. From April 2023, when the pilot project launched, until January 2024, total ticket sale revenue was $12,919, or a drop of $10,077 from the 2022 calendar year ticket sales. If the free fare plan continues, an indirect subsidy of $13,000 to $15,000 would be needed to offset the effects of the free fare program. Cown. Adrian Betts said the free transit pilot program has worked well to improve bus use in the community. The data shows that successfully we have gotten more riders, she said, adding that she would like to see bus opportunities expanded in Summerland. Cown. Aaron Trainer suggested the program should continue in order to help promote transit use. I think 1 year is not necessarily enough time, she said,